Did the city council, they still met last night, right, to talk about pensions?
Well, they did. And what I did is I, with the city administration and I, we develop a basic overview and way of a presentation to the city council.
Okay.
Specifically, how our pensions are structured. So if you will, a pension 101 informational session.
Something you kind of tied into this task force that you've announced.
Right. And that is the beginning approach, is that we want to make sure, especially with all the council members, that we all have a clear understanding of how what the pension is, the purpose, the obligations, and also the challenges. For all intents and purposes, we wanted everyone at the same starting line.
Okay. Was the council asked to approve anything last night?
No, this was, again, more of a presentation to council.
Okay.
And it was very much just informational in its intent.
Can you talk a little bit about the pension task force? How many? There are three pension systems that the city funds or participates in. Is that correct?
Yes. It's three of the 18 that are established by Illinois statute. And the three that we have, and very typical, as most municipalities would have the same, the fire pension, the police pension, and, of course, the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund.
And what kind of condition are all three in right now?
Well, all of them, unfortunately, are being funded right at just shy of 60% of the necessary level of liability. And this subject in itself, as Rich, as you know, is quite complicated, quite involved, because of the different sources of funding that support these pension plans. But there's three basic funding streams. One is an employee contribution, the other is employer contributions, and then the third is investment contributions. So most cities have an investment portfolio that they use to, the monies that they receive or the returns they receive on their investments help to fund, you know, these pension plans. And unfortunately, for the past 10 years, we've seen that steady decline and the level that we're able to fund our pensions to. And then over time, if it goes unchecked and unaddressed, we may find ourselves in the same kind of condition that the state of Illinois' pension, overall pension system is in.
Investment income, I would imagine it's just the market has been down, and that's why that has dropped off. What about the member contributions and employer contributions? Why have those dropped off?
Well, actually, the employee contributions remain the same. They remain the same because that is determined by statute. So they have to contribute at a certain level. Employer contribution, and this is where it gets a little bit convoluted, because there's different numbers that are being provided by different groups. For example, each one of the fire and police pension boards have their own actuaries, and they make a determination. And these are independent actuaries, but they, you know, are they're hired by these individual boards, and so they make a recommendation to the local municipality at what level they believe that the pension should be funded for that coming year. And they take into account not only that year, but also the assumptions for many years out. So when we talk about the obligation liability, we're not talking about just next year's, but we're talking about the number of active members that we have, as well as the participants that are retired and are drawing from that system. So they are operating on assumptions. And quite a few, there's so many variables in how these pension plans and formulas are exacted. But for us, it comes down to, as you mentioned, one of the variables is how the markets have been so volatile, as well as people are living longer, and so the continued payout, you know, for the pension plans, you know, has been extended. Some of the actuaries are actually using dated assumptions, and like, for example, assumptions of a person living to a certain age, because the life expectancies have, you know, been extended because of, you know, the health care that we have today. Some of these actuaries are using assumptions that were established back in the 60s. So there's a lot of things that need to be addressed, as well as understanding that if we as a community don't do something proactive, then the majority of the funding will end up coming from our general fund. And when that happens, that means that there's going to be less money for other projects, you know, capital projects, for example. It's going to impact every aspect of running a city. And that is one of my biggest concerns. So I never want to get to a position where the greater percentage of our general fund, or a substantial portion of it anyway, is going directly to fund just the pensions.
And you've set a deadline of the end of August to come up with some recommendations, I guess. You confident that can be done?
I'm confident that we can bring back options, in options that, with the full understanding of what it's going to require of the city to pursue, a lot of these options, especially in the area of investment and new financial tools, we need to have a clear understanding of what the risks that are involved, as well as, you know, the potential benefits. But it isn't just, you know, getting these options in place. It's putting in the structure to make sure that we manage these funds, you know, well, not just mediocre, but well. Our main intent is to try to catch up. I mentioned that the three pensions that we have are being funded approximately, you know, the city's contribution, and as well as the other two areas where we get funding from, is a little shy of 60%. We're going to see if we can hopefully get that above 80% in the next couple of years.
And what ideally should it be at? Should it be above 80%? Should it be above 90%?
It's subjective. As I mentioned, there's a number of different reference that people make. That with the GASB, what we've been funded is what's been recommended by GASB, and that is, you know, kind of the national reference for, you know, the pension funding levels. But those are just recommendations. And then, of course, I mentioned the actuaries for the individual pension boards. They recommend something different. When we go to look to see what recommendation we can utilize, we're looking at a much bigger picture, and that is the overall charge of running the city operations and all the other obligations as well. And that's where the city comes back to its level of contribution, what it can afford to do. And so just in the brief discussion that we've had, Rich, this is, it is a very involved, I guess, area of the budget. And so for me, it was clear that I needed to bring in the stakeholders, the participants of the plans, which would require them to also clearly understand what the challenges are, and for us to work in a collaborative effort to try to address with that understanding that the city may not be able to fund it, you know, to the 90% that other references, you know, are citing that we should fund too. So it really is the coming together of people that will be directly impacted or are being impacted, because we will have retired members or retired participants that once worked at the city that are drawing. And so we're looking for all that input. But But at the same time, there are some potential opportunities out there. One that I will make mention of, and it's for the task force, you know, to do the necessary diligence to, is pension obligation bonds.
Okay. Well, and what are those?
Pension obligation bonds are very much, if I can use, when we go to bond for like a public infrastructure project, we basically, what we're doing is we're putting we're issuing those bonds, and the hope is that the return on those bonds are going to be more than a debt for the repayment of those bonds. So we take that return and we use that to fund, the public infrastructure project in terms of the payback. We're doing that with the pension obligation bonds. So the hope is, and that's why the risk, you know, exists, is that if your markets are highly volatile, as they have been, you know, especially during the recession, and we're really still in the midst of the recovery, and I anticipate that it's going to be a long recovery, we have to be very, very careful. At the same time, we need to have a significant return in order for us to repay that debt. And basically what you're doing is you're financing debt. And the reason why we would consider this now is because of how favorable the muni bonds are, municipal bonds are. And as I've been told, because I've met with financial advisors, you know, for some time now, just to make sure to get some good solid direction in leading this task force, laying out, you know, what the opportunities may be, and then structuring, you know, that direction and how to go about developing these into potential options.
How soon does the committee get to work? When will it hold its first meeting?
We're looking. The first meeting is going to be more of an orientation. A lot of these folks, because, you know, they're either drawing, so they have a greater understanding of the plans. As I mentioned, we have, representatives from the different unions at the city, as well as the city treasurer and clerk. But we're getting together for a beginning orientation, and my hope is that we can do that in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Hey, I think that should do it, unless you want to add anything else.
No, other than this is something that most cities are struggling with. And, you know, our Galesburg's efforts today is really comes out of the understanding that in order for us to really make some substantial strides here, we need to bring everyone together, you know, in the same room. And so we all have an understanding of what we can expect in terms of the challenges and what ways can be developed to address those challenges. But it is, there has to be a mutual understanding. As I mentioned before, you know, the use of different actuaries and the different references, that all creates a difference of opinion. And for us, we really need to look at the facts in terms of where the city is financially and where it can be, again, if we don't address, especially this pension challenge, if we don't address that in an amicable and highly effective way, we could actually hurt ourselves in the long term. When I mean long term, you're looking at 30 years out. A lot of things can happen between now and then, but the trend that we've experienced, especially in the last 10 years, has not been favorable. And if that continues, then we're going to be in a weakened position. We don't want to allow that to happen.